We're in Simin Reish Beis, the halachas of Birkas HaPeris. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and that's what we'll be doing. Back in Sif Yud, the Mechaber brought a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, with regard to soaking fruits or cooking them, what bracha you say on the water, on the actual gravy or juice of the fruit. According to the Rashba, its bracha was Shahakol. According to the Rosh, it was Borei Priya Eitz. The reason for the machlokas was because there was a stira between two gemaras. We have one gemara telling us that the juice that comes out of a fruit, if you squeeze fruit, is considered the sweat of the fruit, and its bracha is shakol. We have another gemara telling us that if you cook vegetables in water, that the water itself, the broth, the clear broth, is borei pri adam. So the question is, why is it the juice will be shakol, whereas the soup is going to be adam? The Rashba resolves the stira by saying that in the case of the juice, we are referring to a fruit that is not grown for squeezing. As opposed to vegetables, they are grown for the sake of being cooked, and it is normal to have the water in which you cook them, in other words, vegetable soup. According to the Rashba, then, everything depended on the norm, on what it was grown for. So according to the Rashba, if you grew oranges for the sake of making orange juice, their bracha would be Borei Priya Eitz. If you grew them for the sake of eating them as oranges and then squeeze them, their bracha would be shakol. It all depends on what the fruit was grown for, and the same for the vegetable. A vegetable that's not meant for cooking, you go cook that in water, the halacha is the bracha of the water is going to be shakol. That's the shita of the Rashba. The shita of the Rosh is that it has nothing to do with what it was grown for. The issue at hand is the difference of process. When you squeeze, you're getting the sweat of the fruit. When you cook, you're getting the essence of the fruit. Therefore, according to the Rosh, all squeezed juices, their bracha would be shakol, whereas if you cook a fruit in water, or you soak it in water, that water would be borei priya eitz. Now, what do we hold? So the Mishnah Brura here is going, the Mechaber will in Sif Yud Aleph tell us that misafik we say a shakol and in all sfeikas, which means if you're dealing with the fruit, the juice of a fruit, even if it's grown to be squeezed, it's bracha misafik is shakol. If you're dealing with a fruit or vegetable that was cooked in water, whether and even and it is not the derech to cook it for the sake of its water would be shakol because it's a safik. Whereas, what if you have a fruit that is grown for the sake of being cooked and drinking its water? There, everyone would agree that its bracha is borei priya eitz. So, for example, the Mishnah Brura paskins that prune juice is considered borei priya eitz because most plums are grow. They grow so many plums, so many of them are dried as prunes, and a very common usage of prune is to make prune juice. Now, the Mishnah Brura was talking about a time where they actually ate the prunes. If they discard the prunes, then we'll learn later in the halacha of meishlakas, a vegetable soup, that if you throw them out, then the bracha is going to end up being shakol. So now we get back here. Mei shriyas simukim v'te'enim, or mei bishulam. The water in which you soaked, whether it be raisins or whether it be figs, or mei bishulam, or the water in which you cooked them, mevarach aleim shakol, you say a shakol as said, v'yotze gam lo harash, b'dieved, you're yotze even according to the rush, so that's the better thing to do. Avol bebracha shalach reyem, with regard to a bracha achrona, yesh listapik in mevarach bar nefashis, or mevarach bracha achas mein shalosh. Here we have a suffix if you say a bar nefashis, or you make a mein shalosh. Kaharash, and there's no way that either one of them will cover the other. V'lochein yirei shemayim lo yishtel abetoch hasuda, a yirei shemayim should either drink them only during the meal, o yochel pri mizayin minim v'gam yishtem mayim, kadesh yitzorach levarach bracha achas mein shalosh, a bar nefashis. Or put yourself in a position that you vadai will be chayiv in a bar nefashis and an ein shalosh from other things that you're eating. Mishnah Brura says, and what happens if you have nothing else? He says that mi'ikar din, you make no bracha here because it's a real suffik brachas. Now, what happens if you first eat the fruit and then you have the juice of the fruit or the water in which it was cooked? There, the Mishnah Brura comes out that it's a davar pashit that the juice would be tuffel to the fruit itself. That's only if you really wanted to eat the fruit. Whereas if you really want the juice as the ikr, then we're left with the same shayla. We may make a shakol misafik. Says the Mechaber now, What if you extract the water from the raisins? Then it's considered wine. Meaning, when you have raisins floating around inside it, we look at it as fruit, with fruit juice. When you remove the raisins, then it's considered wine. There you'd say bar pri agafen and bracha achas mein shalosh aval hagefen. The Mishtabur brings the day of the Magen Avram, who says that you don't literally have to remove the water. What it means is that was your kavana. The Magen Giborin says that the reason why you need mashach hamayim is a very interesting thing. He says, if you soak raisins in water for 3 days, that is wine. If you soak them for fewer than 24 hours, then that's just water. If you soak them for between 24 and 36 and 24 and 72 hours, there he says that the taste in it is not strong enough. It's only if you remove the raisins that we would say it has at least the tzura of wine, and there we'd call it bari pri agafen. So these are two dais within the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber now, v'hushu tzimukim shiya b'em lachluchis. That's only if the raisins still have moisture in them. Shim yidrocho som yetzmeim divshan, that if you would have pressed them, you would have gotten some liquid out. Avlem kishiyatsro som lo yetzmeim shum lachluchis advash lo. Whereas if you don't get anything out of them before you went and cooked them or soaked them, then it's already too late, they've lost every bit of flavor.